Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever.
Oh, I'm blessed
with your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. Hey, I have a phenomenal guest with me, a world travel expert, a New York Time travel speaker, Monica Iroski. Monica is the vice president and co-founder of Yampu Tours, started this company 21 years ago. She plans journeys of a lifetime to Mexico, Central, South America, Asia, Africa, India, Europe, Australia, Antarctica, to name a few. She is a corporate trainer on travel for major corporations and has a vetted network of staff and expert guides continuing to create and lead guided tours that shepherd travelers to the region's well-known attractions and hidden treasures on exciting customized programs all over the world. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so glad you are here. I want to pick your brain about traveling because I know you've been doing this for over 21 years. Why did you start a travel company? And it's one thing to love traveling. It's another to start a traveling company.
So my husband and I met and we took a few trips as soon as we met. And he was it's a lot about him. The beginning, he was a barrister in England, but had never practiced law and had just moved to New York and was thinking about taking the bar. And I said, oh, no, I'll never see you. That would be terrible. Don't take the bar. Don't, you know. So he is from Peru, and the tourism to Peru was just getting started because they had some bad times in Peru right before that with terrorism and the lot. So he said, why don't we, you know, give people the opportunity to do what we did? Why don't we do that for them, you know? And so we started with Peru. That was our first country 21 years ago, if I'm counting right. It was 1998.
Yeah.
So we started our tour company in 1998 doing tours of Peru. And then I remember my son was born in 1999, and I was writing the Chile website at the same time I was breastfeeding him. So that was fun. And then so we had a Chile next, and then we did, you know, Ecuador, Brazil, Argentina was right after that. You know, so we started adding Central America, and then maybe 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years later, Colombia got to be really great to travel in. So we added Colombia. We've stayed mostly away from the Caribbean. That's mostly like going on resorts and things. And we haven't been doing that. But then we added Asia because our clients love traveling with us and they wanted to go to more places.
Okay.
So we added Asia and Africa. And now we're just about doing the whole world.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You just got into the market and started blowing up and getting in all these different countries.
It's just about doing what we were passionate about and really taking care of our clients and then just answering their calls to what they wanted to do next.
What's a package look like? How do you send somebody off and what do you take care of remotely?
So we do everything for them. We do the international airfare, which a lot of tour companies don't want to do because it's really a nightmare, but it's the only way to guarantee that we can take care of them. So we do their airfare. We do hotels, transfers, any kind of permits, any kind of tour guides, drivers, trains, buses, planes, you know, micro flights, helicopters, boats, anything that they need in their journey. You know, travel insurance, definitely. We take care of everything, making it, but it's personalized for each and every client so that no two itineraries are exactly the same.
Interesting. It's not a cookie cutter, a one hat fits all type of package program you have.
Absolutely not. We have a rule that they need to put the salespeople need to put something special into every tour we sell. It, like, for example, you just got back from Peru recently.
Yep.
We don't want them to just come back saying, I love Machu Picchu. We want them to come back saying, Machu Picchu was great, but I love the people and the food and the culture. That's what our goal is for every itinerary we design.
Okay. And have you met the people you work with overseas in these countries to actually give that cultural integration that you speak of?
Yes, we do. We travel to all of our destinations and, you know, meet with them. And the people who do the best get more work, you know, and anybody that's not liked doesn't work anymore for us, you know. So we're really detail oriented.
Okay. So now that I know you are so engrossed into the cultures, you don't just travel. You're not just a tourist is what I'm hearing. You give everyone, you give your clients an experience to remember. How do you give back to the some of the countries that you visit? Because some of them are third world countries, some of them are struggling. How do you, with your traveling agency and your team in general, how do you serve and give back when you travel?
So there's so many ways that you can give back. The simple way to give back that we do is we're not sending a PhD professor from the United States as a guide. We're giving you the local guide. Maybe he grew up with his grandfather saying, "Do you hear that noise? That's a jacana, and you look for it here when you hear the noise," you know. And so that's where they get their PhD, with their families, in the environment where they live. Those are the people that we're hiring. So, for example, I just got back from Mashpee Lodge in Ecuador, and this is a rather new lodge, maybe 5 years old. And the guide that we had was absolutely passionate about the animals and the nature of this forest that we were in. It's a cloud forest, which the difference from a cloud forest and the rainforest I learned is the cloud forest is higher. Otherwise, it's the same. But he was so passionate. But 5 years earlier, he had been a farmer, you know, and this company came in and saved this piece of property from logging. And so they brought it back to the natural environment that it was. Our dollars that go in there, they serve the communities around there. Mm-hmm. They serve saving this beautiful cloud forest from logging. And so just being a tourist, going and picking the correct right places, mm-hmm. is a give back alone. Then after that, if you want to get more into it, you can volunteer. You know, we've done, me and my kids, we did teaching English at a school. And then when my daughter turned 18, she went to Zambia by herself and did it for a month and didn't want to come home. She cried. All the kids sang her a song. They wrote her a song and sang it to her. It was lovely. So you can do things like that. I've planted trees where I've been. When you go to like an animal sanctuary, most of the time when you visit an animal sanctuary, they're saving animals. You know, we went to this one hacienda in Ecuador where they had a whole project trying to save the Andean bears and the condors. And they had a full-time scientist there that just did that. And again, our tourist dollars do that. I've been to like sanctuaries in Costa Rica where they save like monkeys and sloth and jaguars. You know, sometimes they'll buy them back from like a farmer who's caught them trying to get into the farm. You can sponsor cheetahs in Botswana. You can build a fence for a farmer so that he won't kill the lions in Kenya. so many things, you know, and that's what, I mean, we do is that with every single person that we're sending, you know, if they're interested in this kind of stuff, we can get really into I had one client that is an optometrist that went to Peru and they took these glasses that they can fit right there. Somehow they can fix it right there when they are with the child or the adult to their what they need. And they gave away like 35 pairs of glasses. And so that, I would think that was life changing for those 35 people.
Mm-hmm. That's heartwarming. Very kind of them.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the best clients.
I mean, you provide a unique experience. I mean, you offer your guests a unique perspective on history, people and culture of the region where they travel. And I don't think I've known any other travel agencies that does that.
That's great. I'm glad you'd say that. You know, what we, the way that came about is we work with, in Peru, we work with Pack for a Purpose. And Pack for a Purpose, if you go on their website, they have in every country where you might be able to bring things that people need. So I had sent that flyer to everyone that goes to Peru, and then she called me and said, I want to give these glasses away. So I sent her to a community that we work with, and she gave the glasses away.
That's nice. It's really good to give back in that sense. So to help the greater needs of the world, right? Because I can see how this would, traveling not only gives the client's perspective, because when I went to Peru and went to Machu Picchu and I was in line, it was like a blind school that went to Machu Picchu. And we went at 5:30 in the morning so we could see the sunrise up in Machu Picchu. And it was spectacular because I got the group of 12 people were in front of me and they were leading each other. So they were holding on each other's shoulders and then walking through. And as the sun rise, you felt their presence. They saw the sunrise. Okay. They felt it coming up. And it was, I get chills just thinking about it because it takes me right back to that moment.
What an absolutely great moment. I hope you remember that forever.
I will absolutely remember that forever. But it's that perspective that you get. It's these experiences that you get. You wouldn't have if you sat at home or sat on the couch, if you didn't get up and go travel and see other cultures, because it does gives you, it builds compassion too, to see others in the world, how they are living, how they making it and making it, making a living with so little. And yet they're genuinely just happy.
You've just hit on something that I love is that I really think that peace comes through travel. And just what you said, getting to know other cultures and getting to know other religions and their similarities to us and seeing how they work and how they take care of their families. And if everyone in the world traveled, we would have a fraction of the problems we have today.
And oddly enough, I believe you. I agree 100% because it does bring us, it connects us. We're connected in that way. It brings us together.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for me that every client that goes on one of our trips, they do come back feeling connected to the local people, you know?
Yeah. What are the daily habits of a successful travel entrepreneur like yourself when you're not on the road? Even when you're on the road, I'm curious, how do you maintain a healthy habit, morning habit, so that you can not only just enjoy your way you are and be present, but run your business simultaneously?
Well, I have to confess, when I told my family at dinner last night that I was going to be on a show about my morning routine, they all died laughing because I am no use to anyone in my family in the mornings because my secret to mornings is absolute stillness and quiet. I get my coffee. My husband actually brings it to me now. And I sit in a quiet corner and I get emails all night long from all over the world because people that I work with are in different time zones. And I'll read through those. And I like to do this very quietly so I can I don't start feeling hysterical about everything I have to do that day. And while I'm drinking my coffee, so I'll get all those emails, I'll read them, I'll, you know, take some time to digest them in my mind. And then I will do my social media in the morning. I'll see what everybody's done on Facebook and Instagram. I might read a news story or a travel article. I literally cannot leave the house for at least an hour and a half or 2 hours from the time I wake up. So I make sure that if I have to be somewhere, I'm up two hours at least before. And then I delegate. So I'm doing this before, well, especially when I was on the East Coast, it was before my staff got in. Mm-hmm. Now I have staff on both coasts. So I may be reading a few emails from my current staff, but I like to send out emails and delegate before they get in, because when they get in, they spend probably a half an hour digesting their emails. And if I am the first one in their inbox, then they suddenly, you know, I become their priority.
Right.
And then I have rules for myself. Like I can't go on social media the rest of the day and unless it's business oriented. So, I mean, sometimes I'll break that if I'm in a line or something for lunch, but usually I eat lunch at my desk. So that time that I'm taking in the morning, I don't meditate. And I know a lot of people are into meditation, but I feel like it's my coffee hour is my form of meditation. If I'm doing a workout, I also do that in the mornings, because once I get going, once I arrive, once everyone starts emailing me throughout the day, starting at 9 or 10 o'clock, it's just a myriad of emails coming at me from all different directions and me just trying to juggle all day long. So it really is important that I have that quiet time in the morning, because otherwise I think I would be a hysterical person. So that's my morning routine, and I do it everywhere in the world. I get up really early and I drink my coffee and I don't move. And I am on for everyone from 10 o'clock in the morning until after dinner is made. I don't stop. So that time in the morning is my time.
I love the simplicity of your morning routine, because it actually is your time. It's you say you're useless to everyone else, but you actually are very useful, and it's very impactful and empowering for you, because if you take care of yourself, then you can take care of everyone else and everything else.
Exactly.
So those 2 hours, your time blocking, you're making sure you have your quiet moments, and before you let the world in, you have a time for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. So no matter what the day throws at you, you've done the hardest part. You've taken care of yourself. You've given yourself the time.
That's exactly right.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's really good.
Thanks for inviting me on here. I was just really tickled everybody last night.
It's a great morning routine, actually. It's simple, because the thing about morning routines is it's not a cookie cutter, just like the packages you offer, right? You got to customize and personalize it to what works for the individuals, because everybody's schedule is different.
Exactly.
And this works for you. And I have the same mindset. I do. You're exercising in the morning, because when you're in the middle and buried in emails, you don't have any other time to break for a workout.
Yeah.
It's going to take another 2 hours of your day to actually try to fit that in. So same here. I do everything the first 2-3 hours of the day. That way I can be available and present with all other facets of my life.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you understand.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great one. Why should everyone use a tour company to travel internationally? Because this is your business. I have interviewed others that do solo traveling, and they tell me the impact of that. And I would like to know, what's the benefit of traveling through a company?
Well, most of my clients are really busy. So the people that travel on their own, I feel like, and I could be wrong and I might make some not friends here, but I feel like they have more time for research.
Oh, yeah.
The people that come to me are busy moms or busy people that are busy in companies, or maybe the older generation a little bit, because they like the safety. So people that use a tour operator, the one reason to do it is because you're going to save time and you're going to save money. And so one of the things is we provide so much in our itineraries that when you're there, you're rarely pulling out your wallet. So a lot of people think if I go to a resort, Cancun or whatever, you know, I get this all inclusive and maybe they get, I don't like all inclusives, but maybe they get a nice resort. Okay. And they think they're going to save money over doing something with me where I have everything included. Well, then when they get there in the morning, if they have children, you know, what I used to do when I didn't go on my own tours was we would spend the whole morning arguing about what we were doing. And one wanted to go fishing and one wanted to go surfing. And then we would be like in arguing about this or not arguing, but, you know, back and forth and not being able to make a decision. So I really like that the decisions are all made for the travelers. And it has to be a group process, you know, like the people who, you know, either the parents or, you know, I have one family of adult kids and adult parents, and all five of them are voting on all the things they're doing. And they're all reading the itinerary and they're all very engaged in it. So it's not like they're just doing whatever I say. Some people do, but some people really love to be engaged. But you save time and money because a lot of people will travel. Let's say they'll buy a ticket to Peru and then they go to Peru and then they don't buy any other tickets until they get there. And then they get there and they decide, oh, I'm going to Cusco. And then, oh, I'll go to, you know, Arequipa or Lake Titicaca. And they do it in haphazard manners, or they do it one ticket at a time. If you buy your international air with all your local tickets at the same time, we have contracts that save the client's money. So we have contracts with all the hotels and all the trains and everything. So you're not paying more to buy from me, but you're actually going to save money and time because I'm going to develop it in a logistical way where you're not wasting any time.
And the stress that is, that comes with having to make a decision, especially if you're in a big group.
Exactly. Exactly. And then also, you know, the information and the things, the experiences that we provide, you may not know are out there. And they, I think, are the keys to these trips. And then another thing is that we are there for emergencies. So back to the Peru example, Peru has a strike about two or three times a year. And it's always, they block the roads between Cusco and Machu Picchu. And the trains sometimes have to stop because they put boulders in the road. And that's how they get attention because the tourism is so important there. Then it becomes about getting all of our clients to Machu Picchu, you know, because the first people to buy those leftover train tickets and permits that are still available are the ones whose clients get to go. If they are on their own and they don't react quick enough, then they could end up not being able to go to Machu Picchu during their trip, you know. So we're there for emergencies. That's another reason to use a tour operator. So, and, you know, we just give expert and in-depth advice. And also, like, all those places that I was telling you about for give back, all those beautiful eco lodges, all the there's so many companies in travel that are really doing good things for the world. And I know about them and I can put them in your itinerary so that you're going to feel really good about yourself, you know, that you're giving back. You're going to feel really good about your trip. You know, that your trip is meaningful.
Yeah. You're taking all the guesswork out of it and you're also doing the research. Thank you. Because yeah, I know how much time spent and energy goes into it. When my fiance and I were booking for Machu Picchu and Peru and Cusco, we had to go into different websites to buy the flights from Lima to Cusco. And, you know, it was just like two Saturdays, full 8 hours of going back and forth, you know. So having that, yeah, you're saving a lot of time. That's worth paying for. That's worth going with the agency.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about the training that you do for corporations.
I do training for my own agents.
Okay.
And I train them on everything that has to do with travel. One of the trainings that I do is a training on, you know, building trust, because we're a company that is online And about 95% of our clients we've never met. And how do they build trust? You know, and it's, you know, meeting people's time schedule, talking to them when they can talk and not just around your 9-to-5 schedule, or, answering every single question, no matter how many times they ask it, and no matter how many questions they ask, and answering every single question completely and thoroughly and with patience and love. That's one of the ways we create trust. Anyway, there's all these things about that, you know, about keeping our promises. And so that's very good. And that's my favorite training. And I do it for everybody in their first few weeks in the company, because everybody in the company touches your itinerary, not just your salesperson, but the people in operations and the people who are doing the airfare, you know, the people who are planning, you know, the guides and the drivers, everyone is doing it. So, everyone gets this training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I teach people about travel. I go to the travel shows, and I've done talks like what are the best adventure trips in South America? What are the best family trips? How to plan an African, how to talk to a salesperson or a travel consultant about your Africa safari. Because when it comes to Africa, you have to know what questions to ask. So many people just come to me and say, I want to go to Africa. And so you really have to get down to what is Africa in their mind, you know? And then when we get down to that, you know, maybe they're talking about South Africa. Maybe they want to go to Kenya. Maybe they want to go to Uganda. So, I do a talk about that.
Yeah, to get what kind of experience are they looking for? And then you can tailor it.
Yeah.
With all your staff.
Yeah. And I talk to them about, you know, like what kind of car, what I need to get down to what is in their vision, like what kind of car, you know, are they thinking that they're going to get a vehicle that's all open sides, you know, that's completely open. And you don't get that everywhere in Africa. Like, for example, in Tanzania, they have these tsetse flies. And you don't really want an open vehicle everywhere in Tanzania when the tsetse flies are out, you know. But if you're flying, like in Kenya, to a lodge, then you'll get like an open vehicle. So I need to kind of like talk to the client about what their expectations are, and then what the reality is for the country that they've picked. Do they like lodges, or would they rather have tents, or would they, you know, they want luxury tents, or do they want the ones that move? You know, do they want the scenery to look like out of Africa, you know, or do they want to go like kayaking with penguins, you know? So, you know, it's a lot so I did a talk to teach the customers who were coming to the travel show how to talk to any provider, not just me, but hopefully me, about how they want to plan their trip.
Man, you're putting me in the mood for travel now. my last international travel was, it was to Europe, in April. We went to Portugal and Lisbon, and we did, Madrid and Barcelona. So my next travel, I don't have any plans yet, but I am going to definitely consider your agency for my travel plans, because the experience that you're expressing, you're talking about, it seems like it's going to be a one of a lifetime experience.
Thank you so much. I love Portugal. I hope you loved it.
I did.
It's one of those countries I could go back to several times.
Absolutely. What does a Yampu mean?
So when we first started the business, were Kontiki, after Thor Heyerdahl book Kontiki, about a raft expedition between Easter Island and Peru. The travel agents were getting us confused with Kontiki with the sea that used to do young people tours in Europe. And so that really wasn't good, that the travel agents were walking past our desk and, you know, wagging their finger. No, you're not my market. We're like, yes, we are. So we rebranded to Yampu, and Yampu is the raft that was made in Bolivia. It's a Quechua word for the raft that was in the book that went from Easter Island to Peru in the book Kontiki.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, morning enthusiasts, if you are looking for an experience or one of a unique experience for your next international travels, Monica and her team in Yampu Tours is the person to go to. Monica, tell us, how can we connect with you?
Well, my email is Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at Yampu, Y-A-M like Myanmar, P like Peru, U like Uruguay.com. And my phone number is 888-926-7801. Our website is yampu.com. And on Instagram, I am at Monica Irowski Experiences.
Great. I will have all that posted on the show notes below for this interview. Monica, I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's been so fun to talk to you.
It's been a pleasure. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
Eh, all treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.